the dream of buying a home has been steadily slipping away for many people in South Australia in recent years, with housing prices skyrocketing. Labor's proposed a cost-neutral plan for first home buyers ahead of the state election. Shadow Minister for Housing, Andrea Michaels, joins us now. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So tell us, what does the plan entail?
So we've announced a plan to extend a HomeStart product, which will have a 3% low deposit product for new home construction, which is currently not available. So that'll help first home buyers who want to build, which has a couple of benefits. One, it'll help the housing industry, post home builder, hopefully. And two, it'll increase the supply of housing, which is one of the real problems in this housing affordability crisis that we're dealing with at the moment, is trying to increase the supply of housing.
Right. So looking at, getting people into homes, would this be for young people? Would this be for people who haven't had a home before? How would it work?
Yeah, it is for first homeowners, predominantly the younger ones, but it's not an age criteria at all. It's just first home buyers who want to get into the housing market, who, are struggling with rental payments and can't afford to, save up a $50,000 deposit or anything like that. It's to help them with a 3% deposit. So if it's a $500,000 house, they'll need to save $15,000 for their deposit, which, over a couple of years is achievable for some people on low incomes.
So who would be eligible for it? Just essentially someone on a low income who hasn't had a house before?
Correct, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, right. And it's cost neutral. How's that?
So HomeStart at the moment has an extra $200 million available to it to lend to people, and it's not being used. So we're trying to boost up the products that are available within the HomeStart, which is essentially the state government's lender for home loans. So we're trying to boost up what HomeStart puts out onto the market to use up their extra $200 million that's sitting there and not being used right now. So to the budget, it has no impact.
Any thoughts? I think you briefly mentioned it before. You were talking about when construction winds down, because that's something that some of us have our eye on, with all the subsidies that have been going on during the pandemic, particularly from the federal government. It has put a lot of pressure on construction industries, but then it looks like there could be a cliff at some point. There could be too many workers, not enough jobs, right?
Yeah, so the housing industry itself is predicting probably in 12 months or so it'll start petering off. So we're trying to make sure that we've got some supports there for the housing industry to keep going and to keep those skills in the industry.
Are you able to sort of, I suppose this would be one of them. Was there anything else in Labor's wheelhouse that looks into this?
So we're going to, if we get into government, we're going to be looking at land supply generally. Part of my other portfolio in planning is to be looking at a 30-year Greater Adelaide plan we've announced. So reviewing that plan and seeing where it is that we can increase land supply in Greater Adelaide. That'll help also provide builders with the opportunity to use that supply and continue their builds and hopefully put more housing into the market and hopefully deal with housing affordability crisis, because at the moment it's crazy on home buying front and also on the rental side as well. It's extraordinary right now.
Andrea Michaels is with us. She's the Shadow Minister for Housing in South Australia. SA Best has responded to your policy that we've been speaking about, the plan to essentially make it easier for first home buyers to get a house. They say, though, much like the Liberal plan, it doesn't go far enough and there should be some stamp duty relief, for example. And they do make a point. Stamp duty is incredibly prohibitive for many home buyers. What do you make of their response?
Look, yes, stamp duty is a cost for first-home buyers. There is a HomeStart product, a separate one, like a starter loan, which you can get access to of another $10,000 on top of your normal home loan for those upfront costs. We need to be fiscally responsible. So right at this point in time, we're not announcing any stamp duty exemption for first-home owners. There is a $15,000 first-home owners grant that is available that will continue if Labor wins. So combination of the first homeowners grant and this HomeStart product, I think will definitely help first home buyers get their foot in the door and keep us financially responsible.
At a recent SACOS forum, Labor leader Peter Malinauskas acknowledged the importance of public housing in the rental market and that it was a mistake that both Labor and Liberal governments have underinvested in public housing in the past. He said there won't be any net reductions in housing stock should he become Premier, but more detail yet to emerge about the social housing plan. Do you know when Labor will be making any further announcements?
We do have a social housing policy to be announced. I suspect in the next week we'll hear something, so listen out for that. Federally, we've announced, Anthony Albanese announced a $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund, which will help at a federal level build up to 30,000 social houses around the country. So the Labor philosophy is to significantly increase public and social housing, and that'll help as well with some of the crisis that we're seeing in the housing market at the moment.
Yeah, it does seem as though it is, you know, the gap is widening between rich and poor, really. It's almost getting impossible for a lot of people to have the so-called Australian dream, right?
Absolutely, and it needs to be an extra supply, because at the moment we're seeing significant boost in housing prices, and at the same time we're seeing a significant reduction in rental availability. So who's buying these houses that aren't renters? What's the cause of that? And I think a significant cause is supply right at the moment. Mm. We, you know, for the last 2 years we haven't had overseas people coming into Adelaide, so it's not a migration issue. It seems to be some kind of supply issue that's really causing a lot of this problem.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, Andrea Michaels. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for having me.